Proclamation number 6581 of 27th of June, 1956. Stream of grace or great need through natural events. You humans allow day after day to pass without opening your heart to the radiations from the spiritual kingdom which are intended to revive your souls and help them to mature. And the time of grace granted to you will become ever shorter and you will not make use of it. Whatever can still be done on God's part for their salvation will truly not remain undone. Yet no matter how abundantly the stream of grace flows, it will pass by closed hearts and thus cannot fill empty hearts. But neither does it forcibly gain access to you. Your will must open your hearts for it and you fail to do so. And therefore God will use other means which will severely strike hardened hearts as well, and yet are also suitable for people to awaken from their dull rest and to become introspective. It is the world which prevents them from directing their thoughts into the spiritual realm, and this world will therefore be struck by God's power so that people will recognize the one who is stronger than everything that holds their senses under its spell and realize that he can also destroy everything because he has the power. In the last period before the end, God's power will obviously come to the fore in natural events against which people are completely powerless. But only the recognition of their own powerlessness can turn their eyes to the most powerful in the universe. Provided that they still have a little faith in a God and creator, in a sustainer of all that has been created. But even this faith is almost non-existent, and it is to be revived. The ground on which people believe they stand so firmly is to be shaken in such a threatening way that there is only one way out to the one who has all power. What a constantly flowing stream of grace cannot achieve, that hearts voluntarily opened themselves to it, must now be brought about by a great adversity which was not caused by human will but has its origin in nature itself. Where there is no salvation through people, where only the one can help, who wants to be recognized and can only remind hardened people of himself in this way. For people all know about him. And they can, even if unbelievingly, remember him in hours of extreme danger to their lives and make the attempt to experience his grace and mercy. But even then they are not yet forced to take the right stand on him. You humans do not pass by these events of the time to come. For God does not neglect anything which makes the slightest success possible. And if only a few souls find salvation, for the sake of these few souls he will leave no stone unturned before the time of grace, which is only very short, comes to an end. But these events are still preceded by a great many on a smaller scale. Time and again people are shown how powerless the individual is in the face of fate in order to learn to recognize a ruler of all people's destinies. Yet God will never express himself in such a manner that he has to be recognized, because the will should remain free and thus make the decision, and no 100% proof of God's existence may exert a compulsion of faith. But God does not give up on people and seeks to save them until the last hour, and his stream of grace flows incessantly, and it could still revive and awaken many hearts if only they wanted to open themselves to it. But soon the fixed period of time will have expired, soon the voice of God will express itself audibly. His last call to repentance, which will then be followed by the end. Amen.